Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about cheerfulness and why it's necessary for us to be cheerful. The Prophet said, cheerfulness removes the grudge of others. Right? If somebody has a grudge against you, you know, being cheerful and happy with him and acting in a nicely with him, you know, this can remove that grudge from his heart. The Prophet also said, meet your brother with a cheerful face. And he said, you will not be able to encompass all people with your money. Meaning you cannot give everybody money and be generous with everybody and give charity to everybody. Your money is something limited. So what should you do? So meet them with the cheerful faces and joy. You know, it doesn't cost anything to be cheerful and happy and be in good nature. When we meet other people, it's something free. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, cheerfulness is the trait of the free. It's the trait of the free people. And he said, cheerfulness is the cause of love. The cause of love is cheerful. When we're cheerful and good-natured and happy with people, you know, it causes and creates love in their heart for us. Of course, there's another hadith, a very famous hadith, in which the Imam says that the cheerfulness of the believer is on his face, meaning it's an apparent cheerfulness. His strength is in his religion, and his sorrow lies in his heart. Which could mean that, you know, his fear of the hereafter and his, you know, sorrow and sadness regarding his, you know, his sins. You know, this is something that it lies in his heart. But when he meets people, you know, on the outside, he's a very cheerful and happy person. Imam Ali alayhi salam has also been narrated as having said, your cheerfulness shows the generosity of your soul. And finally, Imam Ali alayhi salam also said the following, and in this, he kind of elaborates a little bit more on what being cheerful means. He says, when you meet your brothers, shake hands with them and show them cheerfulness and joy. Thus, when you part company, all your sins will have been gone. Imam alludes to not only one of the, you know, worldly distinctions of cheerfulness, but also one of its otherworldly effects, and that is that if a person acts in a good manner and in a cheerful manner with people, his sins will be forgiven. Not only his sins, but the sins of all of the people in that who came together and met, all of their sins will have been eliminated. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at cheerfulness in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.